Hello, everyone. This is April Silbaugh in Down to Earth Spirituality. Today's episode is going to be pretty short and more like a message. It's called You Matter because in this world, it's pretty easy to get caught up in the idea that you're just a number, especially when there are over 7 billion people on this planet we call home. It's kind of like, when it rains, would one less drop make a difference? When the wind blows dandelion seeds all over, would one less seed matter? Would it really matter if you weren't here? Sometimes it seems like we're caught in this maze of living in this rat race, living paycheck to paycheck, working for a company who doesn't appreciate you. Or maybe you're a waitress or a cleaner, teacher, garbage man or woman, a person who delivers mail, or stay-at-home parent, or an artist, or have your own business. Wherever you are, you may reach a point where whatever you're doing seems pointless, and the only goal is to get that paycheck, which is never enough. And whatever you're contributing is worthless, only it's not. Just by making tiny adjustments in our mindset can make a huge difference. What if instead of our goal for the day only being to make it through the day and make X amount of money, what if your goal was to make a difference in just one person's day? By making a difference in one person's day could be something as small as smiling at someone. Doesn't have to take very much effort on our part, but could make that person's day. Maybe you don't directly see that you made a difference, but one small kind of act has a ripple effect. And since we're all connected, all one, it could spread and raise your vibrations at the same time. Let's say you're a telemarketer and all day you get hung up on or told rude comments, but somehow you find it in your heart to visit for a moment with an elderly person who is lonely. Or you're a manager of a successful company and you make the time to tell an employee that they're doing a good job. You tip the maid at a hotel. You're a teacher and you take the time to connect with a student who needs help. You're a stay-at-home parent and you're exhausted, but still you make time to listen to your child. And really listen and really be present. These can all be small acts of kindness. And if you're a person who already does little acts of kindness and feels like you don't matter, know that you do. That one raindrop could land directly on one dandelion seed and become the dandelion that feeds several bees when food is scarce. That one act of kindness that you thought went unnoticed could be the difference to one soul who was starving for it. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Your job title doesn't define who you are. It doesn't make you any more or less important than the next person. But your actions do. So whatever you do for a living, take pride in that. Do the best you can. And remember that little acts of kindness can change the world. You can change the world. And it could be part of that subtle shift from the mind to the heart perspective. Your mind cares about production and deadlines and drive when your heart looks at what's important and what really matters. You matter. If you want to listen to other episodes or check out what I do, you can go to sunnyfieldshealing.com. Thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye.